This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Call the South Dakota Senate Taxation Committee to order. I want to welcome everyone in the audience, everyone that's on the internet listening to us, and everyone on the committee. I want to remind everyone to have your cell phones turned off. And or not, you have to turn them off, just turn them on silent. And then if they're not, there's some that some committees, they make you pay money, and some just like make you give them jerky. And I'm thinking lobster, but maybe after next meeting. But for right now, you just get the pointy finger and the laughy thing. With that, Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Kamak?
Here.
Senator Otten?
Here.
Senator Russell? Senator Stalzer?
Here.
Senator Frerichs? Senator Colbeck?
Here.
Senator Monroe?
Here.
We have a quorum.
My chair will entertain a motion to accept the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved.
Moved by Senator Colbeck and seconded by Senator Frerichs. Approve the minutes from the previous meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. If you're going to testify, make sure that you sign in, so that we have your name and can identify you and keep on record that you have visited us. If you have handouts, please just have a page. Take those and they can pass them out to the members of the committee and other interested parties. And with that, we have a group of new pages and they're really good. So I want you to come up here and give your name and where you're from, where you go to school. And you're not a page.
Oh, he wanted to be. He had a yellow shirt.
Me too.
He had a yellow shirt.
I didn't have a high grade point average. So come up and give your name and where you're from and where you're headed.
My name is Hannah Jules. I'm from Belle Fouche. I'm a senior this year, and next fall I'll be attending USD to major in criminal justice and minor in political science.
My name is Santana Matsuka. I'm a senior at Burke High School, and I plan to attend Lake Area Tech to do diesel mechanics.
I can't even change the oil. We can send pages out to the parking lot to change our oil. That would be really cool. Fix my motor. Do we have any other personal privileges on the part of the committee? I have one here. I want to welcome Senator Kamak back. And you've been thought about this whole time, and we're extremely sorry for the way life has treated you the last few days. And so kind of a tug of war between service and family. And
I'd like to make a quick comment. It was always indicated when I first joined the legislature that we're a family, and like any family, we disagree. But in tough times, I cannot believe the overwhelming support that we got. Our family did, so appreciate that.
There are no other. Okay. No other personal privileges. I wanted to mention your nephew, too.
Want me to?
I feel like just doing that. Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, today is my nephew's 33rd birthday. He was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis as a young child in Gillette, Wyoming. They thought it was pneumonia. He ended up in the Denver Children's Hospital at about 3 months old. At that point in time, they gave him 9 years to live. And then it went to 13 years, then it went to 16 years, and then it went to 20 years. as medication and improvements in our medical field. Today, he doesn't need to take the physical abuse that cystic fibrosis does. He takes a small little pill every morning, and he runs the marketing for the Diamondbacks baseball team, professional baseball team down in Arizona. And if he's listening right now, I wish you a happy birthday, Jay. Thank you.
Birthday, Jay. If there is nothing else, we will proceed to business, and the Senate Taxation Committee will take up Senate Bill 90. Any proponents? Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and what an uplifting thing to follow with a success story in life like that. It's just makes you feel good all under. So thank you for the opportunity to be at the Taxation Committee. Mr. Chair, I wish to come before you today with Senate Bill 90. My name is Jim White. I'm a senator from District 22, which encompasses Beadle and Kingsbury County. And the bill that I'm bringing is a culmination of some meetings that the treasurers had across the state. And as they looked at it, they saw that there's, and I think you'll see another bill too, about antiquated information and so forth throughout the bills. And so have put some time and effort into upgrading these and bringing them up to standards of today. So SB 90 is a bill to revise certain provisions regarding the payment of taxes and fees before transferring title of mobile homes and manufactured homes. We have with us today Carol Maloney. She's a county treasurer for Connington County, and she was a part of this effort and can speak to this in a much more detailed and successful effort than myself, so I'm going to turn it over to her. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
As he said, my name's Carol Maloney. I'm currently the treasurer over in Connington County. And as a part of our work group, we were working on revising how we handle our tax deeds and delinquent mobile homes. And as part of the conversation this last year, we decided that we wanted to try to address the different ways that we handled manufactured homes. Currently, when a manufactured home is sold, they have to pay the outstanding 17s due 18, and then we would also have to assess a 2018 amount, an estimate on the manufactured home itself to transfer that title. Essentially, what we want to try to do is we want to try to treat manufactured homes closer to how a stick-built home is handled. We want to go back to collecting what's outstanding at the time of the transfer, but not having to collect in advance. excuse me. Historically, manufactured homes used to be registered. The owners of record, the owners of the manufactured home would come into the director's office every January, and by, I believe it was the 15th of February, they'd have to register their mobile home for that year. And we used to collect taxes currently. And then a few years ago, sort of in steps, we changed them over so that they're collected the same as real estate taxes 1 year in arrears. What we are trying to do by this Senate bill that Senator White discussed with you earlier is to try to get it so that manufactured homes are treated a little more similarly. We're not collecting that money in advance so that the property owners have to come up with that money. You know, what normally would be collected for 18 due in 19, if there's a manufactured home involved, the taxes on that manufactured home have to be paid. We come up with an estimate. The director reevaluates it. They provide the assessed values to the auditor. The auditor creates a bill, an estimated bill, and then we collect that in the treasurer's office. And then they advance that money to the schools, the towns, the townships. And then in January, like for this last 3 weeks. They have to go through and they have to take all the manufactured homes that were transferred during the year and adjust or abate those tax bills so that we sort of have a moving target sometimes on the manufactured homes. So we're trying to get every – we're trying to make this – what this bill does is tries to make that part standard. If a manufactured home is going to be moved, we still want to collect the taxes in advance because the manufactured home is basically our collection point. It's our collateral for the outstanding taxes. So if that manufactured home is being moved to another county, we don't the collection options that you have through a distress warrant are not necessarily there when the house is moved to a different county. So we do want to keep advance taxes there because of moving permits, and we want to be able to know where that house is going. But essentially, that's what our what Senate Bill 90 is going to try and do for us. And if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them. I tend to ramble, so I do apologize. But
hey, thank you, Carol. Questions, Senator Kolbeck?
Mr. Chair, thank you, Carol. I got a question. These manufactured homes, now, when they get pulled off of this property that is more than likely, or a mobile home, more than likely owned by another individual.
A park, more than likely.
These particular owners of this property, when that manufactured home is moved from Coddington County to McCook County, and there's taxes not being hadn't been paid on that, that property that that owner has will not be held liable for that property tax on that home, so he cannot set another modular home there or a mobile home on that property?
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, if the taxes on a manufactured home when it's moved don't get paid, our main goal is to try and get it from the property owner and to try and follow that house. But in a manufactured home is the same as a building on lease site. If it is removed without having the taxes prepaid, and if it's a stick-built house and it's being removed, the taxes are supposed to be prepaid on that as well. There is a statute specifically for that. It could conceivably fall to the land and the park owner, but that usually – in 21 years, I've had that happen twice. And – sorry. And there is – if a manufactured home is in a park and it's been abandoned and the property owner walks away, the park owners do have the ability to have that home declared abandoned and removed from their park and not have to pay the taxes. There are specific statutes that will allow that to take place. So there is some relief in place for that. And a couple years ago, we actually added a situation where it didn't even have to be abandoned. It could be a situation where the homeowner could voluntarily surrender that title to the park owner. And if the park owner chose to just remove it from the park and destroy it, then they could do so. And the taxes would not be their responsibility.
Senator Kolbeck.
Just so I'm perfectly clear on this, I do not want the landowner to become the tax collector for the counties. And because of of this bill. And I just want to be sure and clear that that does not happen, that the owner of that modular home or the owner of that mobile home is the one that is ultimately responsible for those taxes, and that that landowner of that park, that he can turn around and re-rent that property or however they do it, lease it, whatever, and be able to put another modular home and another or a mobile home on that property without having to wait or having to pay the $500 or $700 in taxes that were not paid on the previous owner of that modular home or mobile home. I just want to be perfectly clear that this bill does not make the landowner a tax collector or have to pay the taxes for the county. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, this bill does not do that. Those statutes are already in place. This does not impact that situation at all. This doesn't automatically make the property owner our first go-to. That's not what the intention is of this bill. This is to make it easier for people to transfer title so they don't have as much out of pocket up front. If they've got a situation where a spouse has passed away or they want to add their children or there's a marriage or a name change, those types of things result in a transaction that requires me to collect taxes, outstanding plus future payments. This is not intended to take the park owner out and put them necessarily at risk. Those statutes are in a separate place, and there are options and ways for that park owner to deal with that. But that is not, that's not what this bill does.
Thank you. Senator Stalzer.
Yes, if I could have a little latitude to actually speak to the person who asked the question rather than the testifier.
All right.
Okay. The lobbyist for the park owners swung through here before you arrived and stated he had to be at another committee, but that the park owners were on board with this bill. And that was Matt McCulley. And if you want to talk to him after the committee, if we pass it and kill it on the floor, I'll vote with you if I'm wrong.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let her fly. We got time.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Stalzer, I did talk to Matt, and I appreciate your feedback because Matt told me he wanted that clarified as well. That's why I asked the question, and I appreciate your feedback to me. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for Carol? Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Senate Bill 90. Any other proponents? Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 90? Had a nibble there, but not quite. So, didn't get it. All right. Well, with no opponents, removes the need for a rebuttal, and so we'll close the committee to discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Kamak.
I move to pass.
Second.
Moved by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Colbeck, do pass on Senate Bill 90. Is there any discussion? Must be a good bill. We will take a vote. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Senators Kamak?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Russell?
Aye.
Stalzer?
Aye.
Frericks?
Aye.
Colbeck?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Seven yeas, no nays.
Having received a majority vote of the Senate Taxation Committee, Senate Bill 90 will be moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Kamak?
Mr. Chair, I'd move consent.
Second.
Moved by Senator Kamak, seconded by Senator Colbeck, due pass, and consent to put it down the consent calendar. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 90 moves to the Senate floor on the consent calendar.
Motion to adjourn.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Is there any other discussion or any other business to come before the committee? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved by Senator Colbeck, seconded by Senator Frericks to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We're adjourned.